Yeah. No, no, no. Oh, this is the camera. Wow. Are we live?
Let's do it quick.
Sharp, sharp.
We're live on Posh Street Couch with Saddam P.
In my G. On the famous couch.
Yes, sir.
Posh P.
Let's go.
Yeah, eat me.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Weather is changing. By the end of the month, we're gonna have a day, another episode. Today's episode is a very good one. In fact, the engagements I've had so far concerning this topic, I'm excited as much as you are also about today's show, because a lot of people, a lot of us in this country, we came to this country with a certain goal, with a certain excitement, blah, blah, blah. But here we are. You and I know the reality of what we are facing right now. You know, and that's what we will be, you know, discussing today. Recap on last week. We did work stress and mental health last week. Thank you for everyone that tuned in. Thank you for the feedback. Someone actually pulled me over in church and said, you know what? I didn't realize this is actually stress I was going through until you actually spoke about it. You know, there's a lot of things that that's why we have this program, that's how we have this podcast, that's how we have this show. Because sometimes this is for awareness. Some things that we go through that we might not even realize. Remember, guys, when we did love language, a lot of people said they don't even know their own love language until that show came up. And now they actually know their love language. Last week also, work stress. I told you guys, there's nothing to stress about work. You know where to start, you know where to finish. Stop taking work home. Have your schedule, have your calendar. Make sure everything is written down. And then when it's time to go, you go. Shut down, leave work on its own. Look after your mental health. It's very, very important. So yeah, last week's show was very interesting and I got good feedback from you guys. Thank you for that, supporting our PoshP Couch. Yeah, PoshP Couch is powered by PoshP Therapy. As you guys know, I'm a psychotherapist and you are more than welcome to have a one-on-one with me. We can talk about anything and everything. Men, shout out to you out there. This show is created for you guys. Your mental health is very, very important. And to the ladies, you know, I see you. Yeah, thank you for supporting this PoshP Couch. So today I have one of my very good friends. We used to work together. He's actually an artist. He's a musician. And, you know, the journey of coming to UK, and that's taking me to another level. And then it's like, Posh, is this how this your country is? And I know we used to laugh about this, like, UK will humble you. UK will, a lot of, I mean, he will tell you about his own story, the reality of what he's facing right now. I mean, luckily he's in a good space now, but at least he has a story. Just like every one of us that have come to this country with a big dream and big goal, we all have a story. But before we introduce the guest and then we go straight into the show for today, let's quickly hear our first song for today. And that song is Anyway. It's by Johnny Drew featuring Don Jazzy. And I thought that's the best way to start the show today. So guys, I'll be back in a minute and then we'll dive into the show and I'll see you in a bit. Make more money than me, my darling. Don't go walk, you tell me I love you anyway. Welcome back, people. Right, like I said earlier, this show is powered by Poshpi Therapy. So if you have anything to talk about, guys, feel free to email me, hello@poshpitherapy.co.uk. Also, on every social media platform, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, is Poshpi Therapy. And also our website, www.poshpitherapy.co.uk. Right, let's dive into the show. The migrant dream versus the migrant reality. What a topic. You know, me and my guest today, Okwe, we came up with this topic together. We said, okay, what should we talk about? And it was like, Shay, let's talk about the reality of what is happening in this country. He's been to a few countries before coming to UK. And he was like, yeah, let's talk about it. I said, you know what? Leave it for me. Let me do my script and I'll get back to you. And you know what? I've been in this country for almost 2 decades. And even though I was a young boy coming to this country, and I remember coming to study IT management, and but is that what I'm doing now? No. And I've gone all around. If I tell you how many jobs I've done in this country, you'll be shocked. But we thank God for where we are. We eventually got to where we want to be, but it's a journey. It's a journey. And that's a big journey for almost everyone, I mean, that's listening to this show right now, especially people in diaspora that are actually, you know, going through whatever they are going through right now. You know, the expectation. I remember back in the days, one of my aunties would tell me, when you get to UK, there's money on the floor. Could you just be picking it? How about if I won't be on the floor till now? You know, the expectation. We all came here with this expectation of, this is how it's going to be after like a month or 2 months, I'll be settled, I'll be this. And you know how this affects us psychologically? It's actually the mental part of it that's really, it's a wild thing. It's a wild thing. So my guest is called, Okwe is his name, but it's, I'll go by his stage name, which is Saddam Opi. And let me welcome him. Para Opi, how are you today?
Very well, very well. Very well, yeah.
When I say how are you, I mean it, and I just want to know how you're feeling right now.
I feel settled. Good. I will use the word settled.
Good, I love that. That's a good way to start. Mm-hmm. And it's a settled mind, it means it's going to achieve something when you're settled. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I like that. So, okay, tell us who you are, introduce yourself to my listener, and then we'll take it from there.
Hi, guys. I go by the name Saddam Opi, as you just said. Originally, Okpe Yemi Adiburuja. I'm a brand Yoruba boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yoruba boy to the core. I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter. Basically, I'm an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for you to know your purpose, to you find your purpose. Mm. But, you know, unfortunately, like from what he said, psychologically, we get most of the writing, we get them lost because we've got wrong expectation, just like me as well. And by the time you get here, you just, you know, you miss your way and just go with the flow, which a lot of people would do. So we're here to talk about that, enlighten people that are going through the wrong path, you know, with the little information and experience we've got, so we can help few people go the right path.
Thank you very much. Right, so let me ask this question. What picture of the UK did you have before moving here?
To be honest, before moving out, I would say before moving out of my home country.
Okay, from Nigeria. Okay, let's start from Nigeria.
Yeah, before moving out of my home country. Obviously, we know as how media has been, let me use the word weaponized.
Okay.
Because back then, even you, if they ask you like about 25 years ago then, that what country do you want to go to, you know, those kind of questions. The first, I can assure you, the first three questions, countries you mentioned, America,
UK,
you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
that's why I said I will use the word weaponize, you know. It's what we grew up knowing.
We used to call it giant.
Jan, Jan. So, yeah, so we grew up knowing that based on the kind of information we've had growing up, media and stuff. So the expectation living my home country was actually like one of these countries, you understand, based on the understanding but then. But it's not really easy to achieve. Everybody knows. That's why if somebody just achieved that aim, you get that kind of, you know, congratulatory. Leaving my country, I've definitely got that expectation that, oh, I'm going to do. And the fact that I didn't go to those top, you know, list country at first. I just, you know, went to the first country I went to before traveling to that country and before landing my house here. So the expectation has always been like, you know, if you go there, you know, everything is going to be bright. Mm-hmm. We see people's picture when they are there. Absolutely. You understand? We see video, we see the way they speak and stuff. So it's something that everybody always anticipates. But at the end of the day, you just come here and everything just... Everything just turned around.
Have you always been an artist before living in the country?
Yeah.
So what also would your expect? What are your expectations coming to UK like? Oh, your music is gonna, you know, you're gonna be the next thing that's gonna happen.
Yeah, along the line, you know, UK is where I call Afro Hub. You understand? This is, you know, that part of the world that every of your favorite artists, they always come to do their thing and stuff. So, you know, along the line, I, you know, just changed my decision and I'd be like, okay, since I'm, you know, doing my thing musically, I feel like it's going to be good to just come straight to this place they call Afro Hub, you understand? And you'll be able to network, and from your networking, you should be able to cross to the other side. So yeah, that's just all my expectation. That was after a couple of experiences.
Right. So when you first realized that things might not go as expected, when the reality hit you that it's not going, tell us, walk us through the journey. What happened? How did you navigate it? Where did you even land yourself? Where it's like, this is not what I want to be. What was it that you end up doing that you actually had to switch off from the reality that you had before?
To be honest, I will always be grateful for one thing, that leaving my home country, immediately I didn't come to this part of the world that I've always anticipated. So it's like I've been to other countries that I never anticipated before. You understand, talking of South Africa, you know, Dubai, Ghana. So all those countries have like reshaped me. You understand, it's like you starting from the hard part. You understand? So when I now got into this country, that expectation I've always had, I didn't really meet it. So I wasn't really,
it wasn't too much of a shock to me
because I've already started from, you know, the hard part and it has reshaped me. So coming to this place, it's like it's even softened that hardness. You understand? Okay. Because you've passed through fire. But now you're not getting to fry pan. You're like, yeah, used to fire.
No, not fry pan to fire. So it's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. So, but to be honest, not everybody that has that luck of, you know, visiting one or two countries before coming to the UK. So even with the fact that I still visited those places, getting to this place, the country on boom is small. You understand? So with that, I still felt a bit of that hotness. That Koboko.
So if you compare those countries that you've been so far and compare them to UK, do you feel like you're able to reshape yourself in UK compared to those places?
Like I said, those countries have already prepared me. So coming to this country, it reshaped me with the fact that I've already anticipated back then that it's going to be soft here. So getting to this place, I came with that mindset. I didn't come with proper game plan. I didn't come with, you understand. So immediately, I just came in. It hit me really hard because this part of the world, you be on your toes continuously both day and night. So it really hit me very hard. Took a toll on my mental health, but luckily with God's grace, you know, things start to, you know, come good.
Let's talk about how we met. We met when we were both doing support work.
Yeah.
That was a very challenging period.
Yeah.
So maybe more challenges for you more than because I was already in the system.
Challenge for me, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you feel embarrassed? You aspire to be an artist, a big star, then do that kind of job. How does it make you feel at that point in time?
To be honest, at that point, it was even a bit of relief because I've done the worst before that. So at that worst moment, those jobs that I've done that I've never like experienced.
That's what I want us to go through. What is the lowest moment when you were in this?
Was company? When I was doing a cleaner.
Right.
Cleaner. I had to like, I literally was always taking advantage of the mask, the COVID mask. COVID then, mask. You know, everybody needs to use a mask.
That's right.
So I was always making sure that my mask is up because I don't want anybody. Wow. I'm always like, wow. You know, I'm always like, if somebody just see me now, just say, Sadamo P, I'll go run.
You know? And yeah. Your song is already out.
You understand? I've pushed my profile. I've pushed up to like, I know where I've pushed to. Mm-hmm, you understand what I'm saying? I've pushed to that point where I perform, people sing along. I've been in big crowd, travel across the country to perform. So now I'm doing cleaning. Right. How did I get here? You understand? But you have no choice.
Did you question why did I move here?
I've got this hustling spirit though. Mm-hmm. So I did not really question how did I get here. I just believe that if I do this one, I know I'm going to get to a certain pace where, you know, it will be more of relief. So by the time we met, look at it now, from cleaning to hotel.
Step by step.
At the point I was wearing suits. Nothing tight. I called one of my friends, he's a DJ in South Africa then, and he saw me on video and he was like, I wear a suit. I was like, oh, I make myself. So it was a bit of relief by the time I met you. That moment. I've done the care job, the personal care and stuff. You know, it's a bit challenging. So it was a bit of relief at that time. I've crossed some of the bridges there. Then, so it was, even though it's a bit still hard, but nothing is easy. Yeah.
Let's talk about the psychological part of this challenge. How did you survive? How did you cope? What was your coping mechanism during this period of challenging? How did you navigate this, you know, the journey?
I would not lie to you. There was no coping mechanism from the beginning. It hits you, you go down. I could remember that moment, I always want to be alone. I always want to be in the bedroom. And I don't even want light. I want everything dark.
That's my depression.
You understand? I want everything dark. And I'm always constantly, you know, it's like everything is, you know, everything is out. So I didn't have any coping mechanism, to be honest. I didn't even have that strength to think of any coping mechanism. I was just floating. I was just like, what do I call it? Autopilot.
Autopilot.
You know, if I wake up to go to work in the morning, I just wake up. I don't like to walk. I like to jog. Because it's always raining, drizzling. That's 4 or 5 p.m. You wake up, jump to the bus stop. I was just going, you know, it's just like autopilot mode. Sometimes you become emotional, you cry in the bus, you know, you wipe your tears. Sometimes you sleep off, pass your bus stop, jog back again. If it hits you, I don't think you will have the power to form any kind of coping mechanism. I had none, to be honest.
I mean, to back you up with what you said, I remember there was a day I was going for an interview, and I was early in the morning, that is 8 o'clock. So I left home around 6, and I wasn't driving, obviously. I had to get to the bus stop. And the bus stop, I got there at 6:31. The bus will be there for 6:30. So I literally saw the bus. And the guy saw me as I crossed to the other side to actually wait for that bus. Yeah. So the bus did not wait.
I think I've experienced that before once.
The guy just saw me and just looked away, and he just, bro, I cried that day.
Yeah.
I was there, and like you said, it's always raining.
Yeah.
I was there, I cried, because the next bus is in half an hour.
Oh, in that weather.
Yeah. So I was like, what is this? And I'm sure a lot of people have actually gone through this. You know, you're mm-hmm. now you're reminiscing, you're like, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
And when we say, when people tell you the dream life of coming to UK, oh, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, this, bro,
set up.
Is not easy.
Set up.
As a matter of fact, I feel like it's getting better now compared to some of us that came here almost 2 decades ago. In terms of community, don't you think?
Well, I feel like it is, because I think then it was more harder than this time. Mm-hmm. This time, you know, from what I know, we don't really need to go into details. Yeah. This time, I think it's more easy.
When I think of Brexit, when the influx of diaspora to the country, when the border mm-hmm. was open,
mm-hmm.
and now we have more black people. Manchester was not this big mm-hmm. back in when I moved to Manchester 10, 11 years ago, and I can still, we know each other to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I see people, I'm just like, where are you from, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, and community is good. Yeah. Community is good, and that's why we're here today, for information, because 10 years ago, there's nobody that had this platform to talk about what we're talking about right now.
No.
But now we're telling people, we're trying to let people know that, yes, UK is beautiful, or Western world is beautiful, but mm-hmm. there's a reality,
yeah.
and there's a dream. And the thing is, which is what we're going to do when we come back on this break, yeah. I wanted to encourage people and tell them your story, that how you don't give up.
Yeah.
On your dream,
yeah.
Because yes, you might be living the life that you do not want right now. You might be struggling. You might be saying, "How did I get myself into this?" But trust me, it will get better.
Yeah, definitely.
It always get better. But before we go into that part, right? This song you guys will listen to right now is actually a song by Saddam Opey himself. So you know, I thought, you know what? Well, let's play your song. Let me put dance to your song.
You and it goes with what you were talking about. Yeah,
about right now. So the title of that song is called Ogenebo.
Oh, Ogenebo.
Ogenebo.
Oh, I thought you were playing one day.
Did I pronounce it right?
Ogenebo.
Ogenebo. Oh, Ogenebo. Right. Ogenebo by Saddam Opey. And I'll be back in a minute, guys.
DJ Yemite.
It's Philly Lounge on the beat.
Ogenebo,
Ogenebo,
owo mi gun, baby mi jin, I cannot wait. Ogenebo, owo mi gun, baby mi jin, I cannot wait. DJ MS Masu, Satu Yomani, Samwa, Samunani baby, Takusha Marebi, Wamba Tu Ogeji, Wamba Tu Enu baby, Iwani Yabe. If you are babble, I'm a shade baby. Take my love, baby. I'm a little tumba. Bumpa to bumpa. Fire for fire. Line up the ganja. Okay, kulu maga kulu. Wena, what is on your ju? Shati la brokoto jungle. Kill a skinny the tingi. Ha ha ha. Family lodge on the beat. You know no DJ MI. Sassy about a mix. You know this Adam O.P. Manny Gauti John. Okay. Latoki. Mulatoki. Latoki. Mulatoki. Latoki. Mulatoki. Okay. Ogenebo,
Ogenebo,
owo mi gun,
owo mi gun,
baby mi jin,
baby mi jin,
I cannot wait. Ogenebo,
Ogenebo,
owo mi gun,
owo mi gun,
baby mi jin, I cannot wait. She no bella,
Ogenebo,
abu ebe,
Ogenebo,
I be the day,
Ogenebo,
oh new chase,
Ogenebo.
Fresh is record, Femi Lodge on the beat, DJ MI, Saddam Opey, everybody, Bata Bata Mubodi. It's your boy Saddam Opey, Fresh Hits Records, baby. Official Kanjin, Problem Tiwa.
Mad. MC Sharp Sharp. In a different style. Mad. Eh? That's okay. Not okay.
I told you how we coming through. It's your boy DJ Yemite, Salty about the mix. Family Large on the beat. Sadamo P, I see you. Let's step into the dancing shoes.
Right, welcome back, people. Ogenebo. Yeah. Right, Hoppy, tell us about this song. I mean, the jam apart, the beat is given. So the lyrics, I mean, I heard some lines there. Tell us, what was the inspiration about this song and what is actually telling?
This particular song, Ogenebo, was released 2019. It's just about fun.
Okay.
Actually, the inspiration came when we were all in the club, me, my friends, and the beat just came in. And you know, when you've got some things in your system, that inspiration just came. I was just flowing, and it feels like I was performing. So I just signaled my guy, Yemite, and Femi Laj, the producer. And immediately we got home from the club, we just recorded it, and I just dropped one line of it during the day after, and the engagement was just like, wow. And before you know, we dropped it. And
so what are the lyrics? Tell us, because I can hear something like it will soft, something like that.
Oh, the one day is the one that comes with one day now, the last one that was dropped is the one that came with much more inspirational lyrics.
Okay.
You know, that gives people that hope that regardless what you're going through right now,
everything
will make sense. All your worries will turn to joy, you know. That's hopeful vibe. So one day is just that jam that, you know, dance, labricated tumba, bumper to bumper, fire for fire.
Right, thank you.
Lamba.
That was a very good song. I mean, those lyrics are actually, they are given, and it's more of encouragement that we'll get there. And I'm sure some of us we're not where we used to be yesterday. And that's the beauty of everything. Right, so okay, let's go back a little bit. So during those moments where you were, you know, going through the phase, like I asked earlier, what's the psychology part, that how does it affect you? So how did you eventually, you know, cross that river? They said there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but how did you go through the tunnel? And I mean, what were the experience of the tunnel? You know, the loneliness, the depression. I mean, you tell us.
To be honest, I'll give a shout. I give much shout out to my friends that we were together then. My neighbors that we were together then. You know, they're always making sure that guy don't sit at home. You know, when they come with different information, they come with different opportunities, job, and I jumped on one, and from there everything began to change. So, what I will advise people like that are in this part of the world is whatever you're facing right now, like you feel is difficult. Trust me, someone else's own is more difficult than your own.
Absolutely.
The thing is just be hardworking. Like, don't give up. Just keep going. Like I said the other time, I said I was on that autopilot. I was just going, you know. Just keep going and be prayerful. That's number one thing.
Prayerful.
Forget about the tarts, the hearing and stuff. Prayer. Like, I don't joke with prayers, you understand? So be prayerful and just be stubborn about your ambition. You understand? Like, nothing good comes easy. Even gold, before it turns to gold, it passes through fire. You understand? Regardless, just stay. Just be rigid to yourself. You understand? Just be stubborn about your ambition. So that is one of the things that I feel like really helped me, because I was just like, no ways, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. And I just keep whipping it till it fell through.
Wow. Wow. Did you actually have to talk to anyone, or you just got the support system were automatic, or do you have to reach out for it?
Honestly, my personal therapist is my mom.
Okay.
So
we all need one.
I'm always like, I mean, no disrespect to those that doesn't have their parents anymore. I don't have a dad anymore. So that's my personal therapist. I don't hide anything from her. I'm always like telling her, you know, she's always using that experience she has had, and you know, as a mom as well, always advise, don't give up, keep going, do this. She'll be my ginger. So you know,
what?
With the fact that I put my own stubborn, that Saddam part of me, I put it into it.
I thought that was going to be my question. Yeah. Where, because we all know you as Okpe, and then your Saddam. Where did the Saddam come from, you know, or came from? How did you arrive at that?
Okay, so music for me started 2014,
right,
like officially. And as at that time, I was thinking of what's going to be my stage name, you know.
Okay.
Different ideas came, but I was now going through Google, and there's this Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very popular among the Arabic and the West. So I just by mistake bumped into the name, that Saddam part. And I saw the meaning on Google, and I was like, it really goes well with my personality. You understand? He's a great confronter, someone who doesn't give up, you know, a great conqueror, someone who doesn't give up, you understand? So I was like, let me just, because it's an Arabic name. It has that meaning, and I was like, it won't be bad if I just put it as a title to my name. That's why it's just like when they call you Mr. Shei or Benny Shei, you know. So mine is Saddam. That's the title.
Saddam.
Okay. So the OP is just the first and second letter of my name. Okpeyemi, OP. So make it spellable. OPIWE. That's why I put Saddam OP.
Right. Yeah. That's actually a good one. That's because I feel like now that you've just explained that, you know, when you heard of Sabran, because of the history, you might have think of something else. you think of war, whatever you think of. But then now that you've break it down, and then you, it's like, oh, okay. Because I actually don't know the meaning of Saddam, because I never looked into it before.
Yeah.
But now that I'm hearing that Saddam is actually a strong person, someone that is very, you know, you don't give up. And I think that's a very good one. That's a good one. Well done.
That's why most of my song is always revolving around don't give up. I'm always preaching that Saddam part of me, like,
right, guys, have you heard that? I'm sure you've learned something new, just like I've did, because I did just learn something new right now. That okay, Saddam. So maybe one day I'll be using that Saddam also. You know,
yeah, now you can be Saddam Shee. Saddam Posh P.
There's a place in my life that I need to Saddam it.
Yeah,
I love that. Right, let's go back on the topic. So, after you've gone through your phase, like you said earlier, you were a cleaner, from cleaner to wearing suits, blah, 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 support worker. How did you trigger yourself back into music? Because you just read a song recently. I mean, I've played on the show also before. And now I've seen you again as more of an artist now. Because I can actually call you an artist again compared to when I met you.
Yeah.
So what actually led you? How did you break through to now can I confidently say, yes, I am Saddam Opi again?
That's a very good question. Because one thing a lot of us that came from that part of the world where we came from, one thing I know about us is we are very creative.
That's right.
We are very hardworking, you know, we are goal-driven. And you see a lot of people who's got vision, who's got, they've got that plans, they've got that ambition. But the moment they step into this part of the world, it's like they go with the flow. They just, you know, everybody want to be, sorry to say, no offense to anyone, everybody want to be a nurse. Everybody want to be a care worker. Everybody, I think maybe it's the easiest route to get job. But this make a lot of people lose self-esteem. So for me, the way the whole thing turned around made me lose a lot of self-esteem, you know, getting to this country. And but because I'm that Saddam, you know, I'm more about my that vision that I've got, that thing that I love, that passion, music, you understand? It can't. I quit almost every day, you understand? But I can't just let it go like that. It's going to haunt me, you understand? So the passion I've got for it, the love I've got for it is something that really helped me. And I was just waiting for the right time when I would be able to, because obviously you drop a song, you need to promote it.
Of course.
And as an independent artist, you have to dig out your own money to promote yourself.
Oh yes,
except
absolutely.
If God bless you with one sponsor, like my brother Sheep. If I give me £1 million more, I say, oh, P.O. Yeah,
I should be I understand that part very well.
Yeah, so because of the passion I've got, and I was so, you know, so stubborn about my ambition and everything that I love, I was just like, I'm waiting for the right time. And when I saw that I was still able to pay my bills and still have some little change left, and I was like, okay, I think this time let's start to move. So let's drop one for the people, and after a couple of months, which is due now, we'll drop another one, and gradually, before you know it, we'll be back in the right position.
That's brilliant. And I will actually, like, because what you've just said now, and this is actually what I thought I should just share with people. You know, it's okay to do whatever you can do when you go to the country. Like you said, no shame in kind of job. Anything that put the food on your table is your daily bread.
There's dignity in labor.
That's right.
How they say it. Or no dignity in
labor. There's dignity in labor. Definitely. So you need to do what you need to do. And like I said earlier, autopilot, we all have to go through that autopilot thing. And because that's actually the purpose of being hardworking. You have to keep doing it. But the thing that we must not forget is know where you're going.
Yeah.
Know where you're going. And even like my story now, I actually said I'm going to have a day where I'm going to, you know, people actually arrive at Posh P, because Posh P is a nickname, but it has turned to a brand now, but it started from somewhere, which I will actually, you know, have a pro session for you guys to actually dive into how I actually arrive at Posh P. Because my story, the way you had a dream of what you want to be, I genuinely do not know what I want to be when I came to this country. I do not know what I want for my life. I was just there. I finished my education in Nigeria, came to UK to study further. I did business information system, which is management in IT, and I do not enjoy it for one bit. I failed all my courses gloriously. Gloriously, I failed woefully. And I was just, like you said, autopilot. I was just working. I've worked in different places, Care Work, McDonald's, Primark, name it, guys. And to extend that, I even got a job. I got a good job even with the Magic Circle, which is in law firm. So I've been everywhere and anywhere until I found myself. And that's because it's another one thing to have a dream. It's another thing not to have. And when you don't have, it's not a problem, because you will eventually find yourself. But I always know I want to do something. Yeah. But eventually when I hit that and when I found myself, like, this is me. And then that's the I now to start to rebuild
yourself
again. Even with the dreams I have in Nigeria and the one that I failed here, I had to go back and start all over again. Did another BSc, and here we are today. So it's okay when you actually don't know what you want. Keep going. You will get there. And that's my advice for people that actually listen to this show right now. You will get there. But the bigger dream, apart from career, is the mindset that I will not be poor in life.
Exactly.
That has been my own mindset. That one, so everything I was doing when I was doing it, I know it's not for me, because I'm not satisfied, and I'm not getting what I want. So I know it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Until I got to exactly what I say, okay. Even though the money is like Posh Pay Couch now, it's been 7 months we've been here. And I started this thing. I didn't collect money from nobody. That's what you spoke about earlier.
Yep.
You've got to use your money. You've got to use your effort. Passion is very, very important. And I hope everyone will find theirs.
Yep.
Passion is what, when you're living in your passion, money is nothing. Because money will come somehow.
Yep.
But guys, let me not sell you dream. You've got to work first.
You need to work hard. You need to work hard.
You've got to work first. You've got to do that cleaning job. You've got to do that support work. You've got to do that care job. You've got to do that laborer. Because I remember doing construction work also.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember doing that. I used to have a CSCS card. So we've all been there, you know, but the reality in UK and the general world as a whole. Right. The next question. Tell the pressure back home. That's what I wanted to touch on that.
Mm.
When people know you're in the UK, wherever you are. What are the pressure you were getting back home in terms of, you know, they wanted to send money, they wanted to build house, they especially have of you. How was that for you?
Lucky enough, I've got a very beautiful and considerate, you call it?
Considerate.
Family, you know.
Okay.
I don't get pressure from them, like money. Right? They are always even looking after me to see that.
Oh, wow. You're blessed.
Yeah, I do get pressure from the other side. I mean, friends, distant friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the pressure is another thing because those people that gives you pressure, they still have that mindset. Don't forget, they still have that mindset that you are in UK.
Mm-hmm.
That UK that you are.
You must be okay.
Whether you like it or not, you are okay. You are there. They will send you account. You are in UK. Don't tell me anything. Even if you explain all your bills, all your debt to them.
They don't care.
Mm-mm. It's that mindset that you got before coming here and that you need later felt a bit disappointed that they still have. You understand? Because they are not out of where they are yet. So they would definitely expect that. So the pressure was a bit at first, but I could remember there was a day after my surgery. Right. I had a surgery in my stomach and I posted on Instagram. And that post that I posted like about 3 to 4 nice pictures. I was still on the hospital bed.
Right.
I posted nice pictures.
Mm.
And at the end of the slide, I now took a picture of a selfie of me, reality.
Mm.
My hair was not, I look like unkept. I look so unkept. And I now posted, I put a caption there that what you see versus what is going on right now.
Mm.
You understand? But still, you still see some people in your DM.
You still send money now. As long as you're breathing.
The moment you take your phone and take a picture with that blue sky and those clear view and that mad resolution from iPhone. Bro, you're going to get billing, man. Get billed. So the pressure, at the end of the day, I later controlled it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I know someone who always give me that pressure. One bro in the streets, then I got to a stage, I was like, bro, you are a wicked person.
Mm.
You are a wicked. I'm just that straight talker. I just went straight for him. I'm like, bro, you are a very wicked person. You never even asked of me, how are you doing, bro? How is that place? And I could remember you've told me you've been to UK, you've been to America, you've been to. So if you have been here and you know how it is, why are you doing this?
Oh, well, holiday. He's been here on holiday.
Okay,
holiday is not reality.
So I went straight for him and I was like, this is unfair. Please stop doing this.
Mm.
You don't even know what I'm going through right now.
Mm.
So I think with that, a bit of confrontation, it simmers down. For those people that will respect them, some people don't until you press the block button.
Because I've been there. I've had to press that block button for a few people. I'm sorry.
And it's tricky. Some people, if you even still try and do something, it's like you have actually signed up for, okay, keep coming.
keep coming, keep coming.
And you know, the other one that annoys me is the entitlement.
Mm.
When you give, they even tell you, oh, it's not enough. I remember sending someone 50K. I was like, only 50K? I'm disappointed. My trust. Have you experienced that before?
I actually did not, but my friend, what he did was, he was just grumbling, like, then I was like, what happened? He was like, you surely believe any, can you believe this guy? Mm-hmm. This guy asked for 10K, I was like, 10K is small, I gave him 50K, I'm like, you've made a mistake, you should not give him 50K. He will not understand, and honestly, some people don't understand.
Oh yes.
They just
yes.
believe that. That 50K you gave me, you get
that
more.
That means you get more. You have in abundance.
And you, that person giving someone 50K, someone that asks for 10K, you just look like 10K. Is 10K not maybe £2?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Come on, 2K. Let me give this person maybe 10K or 20, I mean £10 or £20.
Yeah,
which now amounts to £50. And you, unknowingly to you, you have unlocked door of unlimited billing.
And the thing that people do not understand, I mean, back up, not everyone is... You are not the only one person asking. There is other 5, 6, 7 people asking.
Commandos.
So, if I give you 20, I still have to give someone else 20 and someone else 20. So, by the end of that week, I must have given 20 or 50K to like 5, 6, 7 people. No. Come on, guys.
Some people don't think of it like
that. The reality in the UK or abroad is not what we all thought. And you know what? I was glad when... Everybody was coming to this country. And people, I mean, they'd be like, so this country is like this. And this one, I'm like, yes, welcome. I will even give you invitation. Come, let's rock it together. Let's do this together, you know. The reality of Africa or the third world country that I'll call Nigeria third world is different from the reality of this country that we live in. And guys, I mean, we're rounding up the show now. The migrant dream and the reality are two different things.
Completely.
But the thing is, you can get that your dream. You can arrive at that your destination. So before we round up, what would you tell someone moving to the UK with high expectation right now?
My advice for you that wants to move in the UK is to always use this as a case study. Have you jumped out of a moving vehicle before?
No, I'm not trying to.
So my advice for you coming to this part of the world or even another part of another country is that just use this idea of someone that jumped out of a moving vehicle. And the moving vehicle is settled. And the moment you jump out to like the ground, remember motion is in place. A lot of things is going to happen. It's either you fall, you stumble, you crash your head, you bruise. If you have that mentality and understand that before you jump out of a moving vehicle, you need to plan very well. You need to have a game plan. How do you put your leg down? How do you balance yourself that you're not going to stumble? If you have that format in your head, trust me, you will put a lot of things in place before jumping into the side of the world. Because I see some people, they come with kids, they come with wife, they are wife, they sell things at home, they do a lot of stuff. I'm not blaming anyone. I understand the fire way they burn some people different from another people.
Absolutely.
Some people are just like, I just want to go. Even if I don't have anything to eat there, let me just go. That is based on the kind of fire burning where they're coming from. So please have your game plan. And my advice to many people is, don't come here with loads on your shoulder. Come first. Check it out. If you have that opportunity to visit, check it out. And if you don't have that opportunity to visit, come alone and see how it is before you bring families. Bringing family is like carrying a lot of load, and at the same time you still want to run. It's going to pull you down. It's going to affect your mental health. It's going to give you a lot of problems. So just apply that jumping off a moving vehicle tactics before you come. Have your game plan tight. Study it very well before you come, or else if you jump in, you're going to hate it more than ever.
Right. Right. Let's check TikTok. Let's see if there's any message for us before we round up. Is there anything that people are asking? So we can round up with that.
The last one, yeah. Nice discussion. Well done. This is from Dr. Pam Omalicha.
Right.
Pam Pam. Nice discussion. Well done, guy. Please play One Day. OP, good music.
Okay, that's a request.
Thank you, Pam.
All right. We'll do that. We'll pay. We'll end with One Day. That's fine. Right. So I'm going to ask you last question before we round up. Okay. So people come on Posh P Couch and they have the experience. So now that you're here, how do you feel about this platform and what do you feel about Posh P Couch?
Okay, let me tell you something that's going to bust your mind. This is the first interview or whatever thing we're going to call it in so many years.
Oh.
So I feel more alive.
I'm
happy because, like you said, it comes gradually.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
You can see it coming gradually, coming gradually. So I'm happy that I'm being invited for this. And I'm also blessed to say, I can be here today talking about what we've been through, not about war. You understand what I'm saying? It's a blessing. I'm happy that I'm here sharing my testimony. You understand? So blessed.
Thank you very
much. With the chief, Posh P.
I love that.
You pay me.
Right, guys. I think that's a convenient place to actually end the show today. Shout out to everyone that's been listening to this show. Like, I love you guys. You guys are my rock. You're my everything. Thank you for not giving up on me. As you can see, I've made a decision which I committed to of being here every Monday. And I'll be back here again next week, Monday, with another new topic. And even this topic, we might even have to do it again, part two. Watch out. But until then, I will say God bless you and I'll see you next week.
Hustle every day, I did my lane, they run my race. Papa love where Uti, on my ear, and I dey pray. One fair moon, you shock, I'm on Tita, no be today. If you know, if you ginger me, that will not on my flow. Would you rather let the man lay? Don't go hide me on my pay day. I do some stuff, I bet I don't play. And if you play, you learn the hard way. Bully gon' quit it, gon' quit it. What's that, baby? What's that? My sherry, get it, run to play, I better get it. If you loyal to your hustle, you go make a one day.
I know one day, you go set, you go kill. Everything that I wish for. I know one day, I go dance, I go fall. But every other worries, you'll turn to the job. I never knew this day was still gonna come. I put in all my best though and then gave it up. Glory 17 story, your Lord will pull me up. Therefore, I go my body, your monkey nigga to go. So many prophecies, them bees are bondage. So many motherfuckers, we don't take advantage. I just one day, low-key on my lane. Make I run my race with 70 or 90.
Make I run my race with 70.